The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It isn't always easy to stay positive in the face of what at the moment seems to be an awful lot of bad news. War in Ukraine, inflation, climate crisis, housing and the struggling to find housing and to afford them. The reports like the scoping report into abuse in schools, the school shootings in the States. We are inundated with horrific narratives. It is a lot to take on. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the podcast Tough Love, joins us now with some suggestions to guide us through. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Stephanie, as I understand it, we are hardwired to not only notice the negative, but to fixate on it and think about it in a way that we don't with the positive.
I think our media streams are, let's be honest, that's one factor. How hardwired we are ourselves, I wouldn't quite agree with that. I think we are hardwired to notice threats, and we're hardwired to, some people are more hardwired to notice the negative. But just an interesting point on that, we have absolute solid proof and understanding now that if you focus on positive things, that it helps you to change that pattern and that instinct. So it's a changeable thing. However, today, I suppose what I'm saying is, like you mentioned there about, you know, kind of, can we stay positive? Can we avoid, you know, these kind of very negative stories? The reality is we can't really avoid them, but we can control and monitor our own reactions to them. And I don't think that staying positive and being fabulously positive all the time is what we want, because I think that can be a pressure in itself. You know, we've heard a lot around that. I just think that there is a lot of difficulty if you're setting yourself up for difficulty if you immerse yourself too much in the stories, particularly the personal narratives and the very difficult detail that is involved in many of these stories. And what I'm really saying, what I would say is, there's a big difference between being informed and being immersed. And it is when you immerse yourself into the news, into exactly what is happening. I saw it over the weekend. I would say to you, I found it extremely difficult to bring myself back into all of those school stories. I would have actually been involved in my own training in one of those schools with special needs children. And you just feel, oh my goodness, so hard to listen to that. And I've heard it from a number of people. I don't know if you noticed Brendan O'Connor's mentioned how his wife could not read these stories. And I think that, and we know they have their own personal kind of involvement in that. I just think we have to be careful. Be informed, know what you need to know, but give yourself a break and don't feel guilty and bad about that. I think that's really the message I'm trying to kind of put across today.
Is there an element, though, of easier said than done? We know we shouldn't fret about either things that we can't control or things that are harrowing, but it's often difficult to look away.
Yes, but I don't think it's about looking away. I think it's about protecting yourself a little. I don't think we should look away. I think we have to look straight into these things. And but you also have to be, you can't always be ready to do it yourself. You may sometimes have to say, I'm not able today, or I'm not able this week. For example, if you've had recent stressors, like your mum has died, your dad has died, or somebody's terribly sick, this is not the time for you to listen to deep, difficult stories. People like myself step away. People in the caring profession step away. They give themselves a break. So you give yourself a chance to heal from your own stressors before you take on more, because stress is completely accumulative. It will build and build until you tip. And so you need to be aware of what it is in these stories. First of all, what stress level you have yourself already. What has happened to you in the last 3 months? Are you, you know, in your best phase, or are you in your worst phase, in your, you know, in your own kind of stress level? So be aware of that, and be aware of what it is in these stories that's upsetting you the most. I see young mothers, children, they can't listen. They can't look. They don't want to hear it. They're not able to hear it. I just, again, over the weekend, I heard that and it really struck me. They just would say to me, I can't watch it. I can't look at it. They just literally physically cannot tolerate it. So you have to listen to what it is that's sparking you. For other people, it's the stories of rape. Of course, it's the stories, the horrendous story of the French woman. You know, there's some horrible stories in the media. And I think you have to be careful what it is that is actually sparking your own kind of level and your own stress level, particularly.
If you should be trying as much as possible to avoid immersing yourself in the negative, is the corollary that you should be actively seeking out the positive?
Yes, the corollary is exactly that. Because as I said, we can slightly, it's not like tricking our mind, but we can steer our mind into the positive. And when I say positive, I don't mean like super happy, clappy positive. I mean, just steer yourself into another, something that you can immerse yourself in, something that can distract your mind. Distraction for the mind is like relaxation for the body. So distracting is important. It's not about being not caring. It's not about the fact that you are this person who doesn't want to know what's happening in the world. It's about taking that time out, giving yourself and your mind a chance to return to normal and to return to a kind of equilibrium.
And what are the
Sorry, Andrew.
No, I was just going to ask Stephanie, what are the things that you put in the category of positive distraction, the types of things you should do or should look for?
Literally anything in your own ambit, like, you know, it can be your hobbies, it can be anything that you can immerse yourself in, a good story, for example, a positive story. There's an important thing about stories, and that is, if I can just say, listening to facts and listening to what is happening is, of course, upsetting. But listening to the personal story, the whole idea about stories is that it helps you to identify with the character. So the more you identify with the character, the more you empathize with them, the more you feel what it is like for them. So the more of that you do, the more emotional kind of connection you're making with what is happening. I'm not saying you shouldn't care, but you got to be careful how much of that you allow yourself to respond to.
Is that why in environments where people have to deal a lot with difficult topics, I mean, whether it be newsrooms, whether it be hospitals, there is a sort of an assumption that black humor is used a lot. Is it to try to distance that empathy?
It's a coping strategy, of course. And, you know, sometimes that's okay if you're with all the same people who are doing the very same work. But I would have myself, you know, provided programs in the past around people who are, for example, looking at these files in a legal sense, people in the Department of Education looking, you know, working their way through these kind of files and the difficulties that they would have had. And we would be, you know, my job would have been to help them to protect their mental health throughout. And the way you have to do that is you have to find ways of distancing. It's the same in every piece of work. There has to be a professional distancing. Otherwise, you will only be able to do it for a week.
And I assume as well, Stephanie, then that the usual rules apply that apply to all positive mental health. Things like finding time for yourself, things like good diet, things like good exercise.
Yes, and exactly. All of the obvious things. And don't feel, I think something that happens for people is they feel kind of guilty. And I think we all feel a kind of collective guilt around these big things that are happening. And especially if you know, when you're going on, toddling along with your simple life, you know, and your simple pleasures. But I think we just have to watch that. You don't have to feel guilty. Be informed. Participate, do the right thing, be engaged, absolutely. But don't be overwhelmed and don't be immersed to the point where you cannot see the way out.
Stephanie, as ever, thank you very much. That's Stephanie Regan, who is clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the podcast Tough Love.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.